for life. The news on Common Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Common Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Common Radio 94.9. It's Common. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Common Radio.
Kitwe man injured after object explodes in Ndeke village. Lusaka community health volunteers bemoan poor working conditions. And in Africa news, students are feared dead after school fire in Kenya. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 37-year-old man has sustained severe injuries to his left hand after tampering with an unidentified object that exploded in Chitwe Zendeke village. Copperbelt Police Commissioner Mwalayuyi confirmed the incident to Common Radio News, saying it happened yesterday between 08 hours and 09 hours in the ZCBC area of Zendeke village. Mr. Yuyi identified the victim as Alfonso Chikotwe, a resident of the area. He said the victim was rushed to Chamberley Level 1 Hospital for medical attention immediately after the blast. Mr. Yuyi added that the victim underwent a surgery and is currently admitted in a stable condition. He further stated that police officers have visited the scene and investigations into the matter are ongoing. Some community health-based volunteers in Lusaka have raised concerns over the poor working conditions they continue to face. Speaking to Common Radio News, the volunteers have said they are not provided with transport when going into communities to sensitize residents about disease outbreaks. The volunteers explained that most of them cannot afford their transport because they are not paid for the work they do. They say despite their passion to serve communities, several challenges still need urgent attention. The volunteers also complained that they do not have an association to represent them, leaving them without a voice when problems arise. They further allege that in 2024, President Haga and Hichilema offered jobs to volunteers, but those responsible allegedly gave the jobs to their relatives instead.
Maenda mkomuniti kusevenza nchito kimashita ma contact tracing ya menti machita ya mbiri especially monga pa TB. TB tikaenda kujamuzi wache TB ni matenda ya mine ya mkira, but tienda che kusevenza total voluntary mkati munchi tikaenda kujibirofola kumbuyo kukuma pesika kwenzo pesika kwa sometimes kwa birako NGO ya shitako cha proma wa shitako sponsor like last time in Nasri nzako na AeroPHO pamene Nasri nzako nao so apa pamene wana fezinga chukua tama funding na nkala 5 years nilipo pa stipend hiyo nienda chabe kuendo shita toto voluntary nisevenza chabe mahala ukamba hili ninga sininga nyamu keneka na wawuza kapena ni wa government kapena ni kumiso kweosu na wawuza kindrama mimi tupasa ni mono ini stipend niendo senza mahala wama kamba chabatika peta maenda mahala batika nkala na voice yotika mbilaku.
The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has called on the Minister of Science and Technology to urgently resolve the ongoing network failures affecting communication and economic activities across the country. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Goma says the persistent disruptions are inconveniencing citizens and negatively affecting productivity, business operations, and the wider economy. Mr. Ngoma has also challenged the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, to explain why network providers are not being held accountable for failing to provide reliable and consistent services. He says consumers and businesses continue to suffer while providers fail to scrutiny. Mr. Ngoma has further emphasized that reliable communication infrastructure is critical to economic growth and national development, and has urged authorities to enforce accountability and ensure improved network services for the people of Zambia.
The institution will urgently call upon the Minister of Science and Technology to take immediate and decisive action to resolve the ongoing network failures that continue to disrupt communication and economic activity across the nation. These persistent issues are not only inconveniencing citizens but also undermining productivity, business operations and the broader economy. We further challenge the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, to explain why network providers are not being held accountable for their failure to deliver consistent and reliable services. It is unacceptable that consumers and businesses continue to suffer from poor connectivity while providers face little to no scrutiny for failing to meet basic services standards.
The Forum for African Women Educationalist Zambia, FAWEZA, and Copperbelt University, CBU, have signed a memorandum of understanding aimed at expanding access to higher education through the Second Chance Pathways Program. The initiative will support 750 students countrywide who did not meet direct university entry requirements, with 140 students enrolled at CBU. Students who study through the distance college board system at institutions such as the University of Zambia, Copperbelt University, Mulungushi University, Eden University, and Apex Medical University. The program will cover tuition, accommodation, stipends, laptops, and psychosocial support for degree courses running up to 4 years until 2030. Speaking during the signing ceremony, FAWEZA Executive Director Kosten Kachele says the initiative gives young people whose grade 12 results fell short another opportunity to qualify for university education.
Who are not accepting university because ordinarily their grade 12 results cannot allow them to do so. They may not have sufficient credits for passing the principal subjects that can allow them to enroll into university. So because FAWEZA is an innovative organization, we thought of solving this problem so that those young people who want to come and start a conversation with it and the other university are given a second chance. We actually wanted to actually come up with a new program which we wanted to call a bridging course, that is between the 12 and the enrollment into this.